It's the day after St. Patrick's Day weekend. I mean, it's the day after St. Patrick's Day weekend, and it's Monday. Got indigestion from all that corned beef and cabbage? Did you have a wee bit too much to drink? One too many green beers? You are what we call an amateur. Maybe next year you'll learn. In the meantime, suck it up, buttercup. Google hangover cures and try to look productive at work. And remember, it's only 5 more days till the weekend.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
He came and he grabbed the food, and then he came again for the soda.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Now sit back, relax, and get ready to go on a musical voyage that makes Sergeant Pepper's seem like a rejected jingle for Ritz crackers.
I have got a serious case of the Mondays.
That is so stupid.
I think we're about to start a radio show.
Let's quiet down and try to be mature, okay?
Hello and welcome!
You know what today is.
Educate me, please.
I seriously think it's Sloppy Joe Day.
Yeah, it's supposed to be Sloppy Joe Day.
It's Sloppy Joe Day.
It is today, National Sloppy Joe Day.
It's all right. It's Sloppy Joe Day.
Today is National Sloppy Joe Day.
Get yourself some Sloppy Joes.
Let's start the show.
Come on, it's showtime.
Now, what happened to the Sloppy Joe lady from, what was that, Billy Madison? What happened to her? I didn't hear her in there. And then Billy Madison or Adam Sandler doing Sloppy Joe, Sloppy Joe. Come on. I think you guys are missing something. You can't tell me that you didn't realize that those clips were... whatever. Anyway, hi there. It's The Mike Show. It's the Monday edition of the program. So darned happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa.
Hello!
How do you get our live show and our feature channel on Alexa, you ask? Well, you enable the skill. You simply say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill, and she will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. You can also get our podcast on the Alexa as well. That's even easier. You just say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. And
hello!
She will. All right. You can also find us on radio434.com. You can find the podcast on Apple and Spotify, Amazon Music, anywhere you get your podcasts. And by invitation, you know, if you really, really want, I can send over an invitation. It'll be in a nice envelope and everything. You can watch the show segments on our Facebook Live. And if you haven't liked us, like us long time. It's at The Mike Show VA. The Mike Show VA. All one word, no spaces. That's our Facebook page. And you can watch the video segments and the interviews of each and every one of our programs. All right. Well, today is Maker Monday. Molly's going to be joining us along with a maker who's going to be at the Maker Faire. This is all with Vector Space. We're going to be at Maker Faire as well. So learn about that. We are talking battleships today. Miniature battleships that actually do battle. Okay, think battle bots, but on the water. And they look like legit battleships. We're going to be talking about that. We're going to be showing you images up on our Facebook Live at The Mike Show VA. Plus, of course, we're going to get really, really smart with your five random facts. Really, really stupid with your stupid criminals in the news. And our top list. Well, let me ask you, did you say, I'm Irish? Huh? Did you say that? Did you say, I'm Irish yesterday or this weekend? Well, we're going to talk about how Irish you really are. And our top list today, top signs you partied too hard on St. Paddy's Day. That's all on the way. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello!
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra, because it's your life.
We help you live it.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient, too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
Need a workout buddy for 2024? Well, now is your chance to save 20% off your monthly dues when you refer a buddy to the YMCA of Central Virginia. When you refer your buddy to the Y and they join the Y, then you will both receive 20% off your monthly dues. You and your buddy can get healthy together while also saving up to $192 a year. Not a member? Join today with a buddy and you both can still save 20% off. Be healthy, be active, and save money by referring a buddy to the YMCA of Central Virginia.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
K-H-F!
Yesterday was St. Patty's Day. It's Monday morning, you don't feel great. You shouldn't have drank so much last night or challenged that cop's horse to a fight. You're late for work with a hangover, got yelled at by your manager. You called him a name so he fired you, then you vomited up last night's green brew. You can finally collect unemployment pay, watch TV, and be Irish all day.
Yeah, the Mike Show. All right, so did you actually brag about being Irish yesterday? Or maybe you slurred it after your sixth green beer.
I'm Irish. I really am.
No, I'm Scottish with a last name of McKendry. I'm actually Lord McKendry. I'm a Scottish Lord, if you didn't know. My family's from Scotland. We have Blair Adam Estate in Scotland. It's quite marvelous, and I encourage you to come and hang out with us. Anyway, so a poll for St. Patrick's Day asked 1,000 people in Ireland how Irish you have to be before you can tell people, "Yeah, I'm Irish." And by the way, it turns out a lot of people who are actually Irish don't love the fact that people who may be 1/800th Irish or their family may have come over from Ireland at some point. People from Ireland don't really dig it. Well, anyway, America, it's a big melting pot, so it's common to hear people say, "I'm Irish" or "I'm Italian," even if they were born in Kansas. But here are five scenarios and what people in Ireland think about them, okay? Let's do this from the bottom up, because that's the way I like to do it. All right. Both parents were born in Ireland. Still, just 61%. So a lot of people in Ireland don't think you should ever say it unless you're actually from there. Okay, so if your parents were born in Ireland, but you were born in America, 61% of Irish think that you shouldn't say that you're Irish. Number four, that was number five. Number four, because we're doing it from the bottom up. At least one parent is from Ireland. 47% of Irish say it's okay to say you're Irish. At least one grandparent was born in Ireland. 33% say... 33% of Irish say it's cool, so a third are cool with that. At least one great-grandparent, 24% say it's okay. And then at least one of your great-great-grandparents was from Ireland. Only 18% of people in Ireland think it's okay to say you're Irish. Interesting. Well, that brings us to our top list. You don't have to be Irish, by the way, to celebrate St. Patrick's Day, but you do have to be responsible. I guess we should have maybe read that on Friday. For those of you whose boozing left you bruising, well, enjoy relating to today's list. It's our top list today. Top signs you partied too hard on St. Patrick's Day. All right, here we go. Number one, you awoke to a priest performing your last rites. You started the day with green pants and ended the day with green junk. Top signs you partied way too hard on St. Patrick's Day. Everything looks disjointed and blurry, like a Kate Middleton Photoshop. Top signs you partied way too hard on St. Patrick's Day. You woke up in a bathtub full of ice with stitches over your kidneys. Top signs you partied way too hard on St. Patrick's Day. You stumbled so much that Joe Biden advised you to limit your appearances in public. Top signs you partied way too hard on St. Patrick's Day. You were just served legal papers by your liver.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Maybe. Top signs you partied way too hard on St. Patrick's Day. 24 hours later, you can still light candles with your breath. It's our top list today. Top signs you partied way too hard on St. Paddy's Day. You turned your pot of gold into a pot of vomit. top signs you partied way too hard on St. Patrick's Day. Your friends just staged an intervention, and your friends are Johnny Depp, Hunter Biden, and Rudy Giuliani. There we go. It's the Mike Show. Hey, they're my friends too. Anyway, so happy you could join us. So happy you survived St. Patrick's weekend. And so happy you're hanging out with us right now. Coming up, what are we going to do? We've got news, and then we've got not headline news. That's all on the way. And if you would love to travel to Ireland, or if you'd like to travel to my estate in Scotland, Blair Adam, you can fly LYH. It's so much easier from your Lynchburg Regional Airport.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
Four bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry shops, Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
This is not headline news. March Madness is underway. Or as Britney Spears knows it, March. Willie Nelson did a duet with Kermit the Frog. Then he asked Kermit if he had any cousins whose backs he could lick. Realtors will stop charging 6% commission. This will reduce home prices from something you can't afford to something you still can't afford. Divorce rates are down to almost half the rate they were in the year 2000, which means that since then, the rate of people too lazy to leave unhappy marriages has doubled. And Kate Middleton may finally speak publicly next month. Why next month? Because it'll take that long to get the hologram technology just right. This is not headline news.
It isn't. It's the Mike Show, however, and it's the Monday edition. I'm really, really happy that you could spend some time with us and hang for a bit. All right, got a couple news items here. There's a site called Eat This, Not That, and they ranked the 25 unhealthiest drinks on the planet. Okay, I need to make sure that none of the things that I drink are on this list, or maybe if I just don't care. Well, anyway, somehow, no, not turpentine. Come on, no, like legitimate drinks. Okay, not gasoline or turpentine or anything like that. It didn't make the list, but they rank them based on how much sugar they have. And you might be drinking a few of these because you think you're being healthy, including the number one unhealthiest drink on their list. So I'm going to do this from the bottom up, because again, that's the way we like to do things around here. Number 10 on the list, Arizona green tea. It has 52 grams of sugar. That's 11 grams less than their sweet tea, but it's still a lot. Pepsi is next at 41 grams. So Arizona green tea has more grams of sugar than Pepsi, okay? Barks root beer has 44. Welch's grape juice has 44. Now, be careful with fruit juice in general. Okay, because it's high fructose and all that, so you really have to look on the label. Mountain Dew, 42 grams, plus it is way packed with caffeine. Starbucks Frappuccino, 47 grams, the kind in the wide mouth glass bottle, by the way, not the ones. Well, I would imagine the same ones that you'd get at the store, but you know, at the Starbucks place. But this is the one with the wide mouth glass bottle. Naked Green Machine, 53 grams. That's number five on the list. The Arizona Sweet Tea, 53 grams. Monster Energy Drink. I'm going to say Monster Energy Drinks. 54 grams of sugar, but still not as unhealthy as number two, Naked Blue Machine Juice. That's a band name. Naked Blue Machine Juice. 53 or 55 grams. And the number one unhealthiest drink, according to the site Eat This, Not That, Naked Mighty Mango Juice. 57 grams of sugar. It's one of those healthy-looking juices in the produce section, but it's not really that healthy. Now, to be fair, to number 10, the Arizona green tea, 52 grams. That's the 20-ounce bottle compared to the 12-ounce can of Pepsi, but still. For a few more that you might not realize have a ton of sugar, vitamin water, V8 Splash, ginger ale, and tonic water. Tonic water has almost as much sugar per ounce as a Yoo-hoo, believe it or not. And speaking of drinks... A pizza-flavored beer arrives next month. Yep. New Belgium partnered with the frozen pizza brand Tombstone to come up with this mixture. It's an IPA, 7% alcohol. They're selling it under their IPA brand Voodoo Ranger. It's described as having hints of crispy crust, tangy tomato sauce, and savory herbs and spices with a pepperoni finish, by the way. Here, let me find a photo and post this up on our social media at the Mike Show VA. Check that out. It's the Voodoo Ranger Tombstone Pizza IPA. You can sign up to win some if you go to voodooranger.com. They'll start selling it in select markets on April the 7th for National Beer Day. Each four-pack will cost $50. $50 for a four-pack. In other pizza news, Chick-fil-A is dipping its toe into pizza sauce. Sounds kinky. They opened a spin-off restaurant in Maryland last fall called Little Blue Menu, where they test new menu items. The name is a nod to the original Blue Menus at their first location. Anyway, They just added 5 pizzas, including a Chick-fil-A pizza pie, topped with their chicken nuggets, pickles, and a Chick-fil-A sauce. Here, let me pull up a photo of that. That actually looks pretty good. Here, where's my share thingy? Oh, there. There's the share button. Share, clean, Chick-fil-A pizza. Boom. There. Check it out. At the Mike Show VA. All right. Do we have any other food-related nonsense or beverages or anything like that? Okay. So here's a mystery for you. The next person to TP someone's house with more than 100 pounds of toilet paper will officially be able to say, this is the greatest prank since sliced bread. Here's the headline. A man had 100 pounds of sliced bread dumped on his property. It happened in Nevada. He has no idea where it came from or what it's doing there. It's not a house. It's actually a funeral casket supplier, which makes it a little creepier. The bread was Kroger brand, and it was expired. Some of it had mold, but most of it looked fine. Some of the loaves were in boxes, but a lot of it was loose in plastic packaging around his dumpster area. The man was confused and concerned, so he actually poked around, hoping that nobody was killed and killed and buried in bread. I mean, he works at a casket business, so, you know, he said, hey, this is Las Vegas. They find bodies in barrels at the lake, and, you know, maybe one was in bread. Who knows? He called the grocery stores and Kroger, local grocery stores and Kroger. No one had any idea what had happened or where the bread may have came from. Eventually, he cracked the case. A distributor came forward, and they said that they contracted a driver to handle that route. And that he dumped it because he was mad and he didn't want to go through the process of returning it. The driver called a news station anonymously and said that the representatives tell drivers to dump the unsold bread off at churches and nonprofits. And if they can't find anyone to give it to, they should just dump it anywhere. He wasn't being paid for that, so he just dumped it where he was. The thing is, by the way, it is a crime. And the business owner would have to be responsible for it since it happened on their property. But the bread is now gone, so it sounds like somebody helped the guy out. Interesting. Okay, so do we have sound on this? Here, listen.
I can't get rid of it. I don't know how to get rid of it. It's just too much. And they just kind of chuckled under their breath. And it's like, oh my gosh, you know, why would that happen? They were thinking that I only talked about a little bit of bread, and I told them how much it was. And it was just... They just kind of laughed. Now, I know I can't get a hold of anybody, and I don't know what to tell you. And that was what Smith's rep told me.
Okay. All right. So that was Kurt Dennis talking about the bread being dumped at his funeral casket supply business. All right. Coming up, we are going to get really, really smart with your 5 random facts. We've got Audio Vault coming up as well. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
How about this for a New Year's resolution? Invest in your home. Update that kitchen and bathroom with a visit to Stonecrafters. According to realtors, homes with updated kitchens and bathrooms sell 54% faster and for more money. Plus, you have to live there, and there's no greater investment, especially right now, than your own home. Stonecrafters has the largest selection of stone in stock, rows and rows towering throughout their factory direct warehouse. Plus, a great selection of remnants in stock, too, that can save you money. And right now, for a limited time, Stonecrafters will give you a free vanity top for your bathroom or bar with the purchase and installation of your new kitchen from Stonecrafters. Visit Stonecrafters for details. 3678 Manita Road in Bedford, StonecraftersVA.com. And they do it all from start to finish, from laser measuring your space, designing your project, cutting your stone right there in their warehouse, and installing your new kitchen and bathroom in days. For custom countertops and cabinetry, there's only one choice, Stonecrafters. Your satisfaction is guaranteed in stone.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centrum.
You sure do.
Yep, I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centrum, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centrum can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF!
And now it's time for...
Five!
Random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Maybe, I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one, Woodstock was Crosby, Stills, and Nash's second time ever performing on stage together. The first time was the night before. Neil Young was also with them, but he refused to be filmed by the cameras. Number two, the song You're the Best from The Karate Kid was originally written for Rocky III, but the producers ended up going with Eye of the Tiger instead. Number three, 1 gram of your poop has 1 billion bacteria in it.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
And 100 million viruses and other organisms. Wash your hands, kids. Wash your hands. Number four. Only one person has ever been elected to Congress while they were in jail. Matthew Lyon was a Democratic Republican. I guess that was one party. A Democratic Republican from Vermont. He got elected in 1798 while doing time. He was in jail for 4 months. He was convicted under the Alien and Sedition Act.
Wait a minute. I'm
not that kind of alien. For writing negative things about John Adams. Old JQA. Number five. There aren't just blue and white collar workers. There are other colors too, like red collar for government workers and green collar for people in jobs that are good for the environment. And there you go. Those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Random facts.
Yep. Coming up on the program, we have sounds, and we're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. I hope you like it. And we're going to get really, really stupid. But we've got a good news story for you as well, and we'll share that. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by the YMCA of Central Virginia.
This is Ed. Ed loves the Y. Ed's buddy joined the Y because Ed told him how great the Y is. Now Ed and his buddy both save 20% off of their monthly dues. Ed and his buddy are getting healthy together. Ed refers his other buddies to the Y too. Now Ed and two of his best buddies are saving on their monthly membership. And you can too. Not a member? Join today with a friend and you'll both save like Ed. Be healthy, be active, be like Ed. Refer a friend to the Y and save.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market. Okay.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice, and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required, and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection, check Lynchburg first.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry shops, Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Monday edition, and that means it's Maker Monday with Vector Space. Molly's here. Hi, Molly.
Hey.
Hi. Who did you bring today?
I am so happy to have beside me Brian Alexander.
Hi, Brian.
Hey, Mike.
Has a great project. He's going to be talking to us about his warships that really shoot things, and they're tiny and not dangerous to you, but very interesting to all. We also have, I'm really excited to know that Artavista is up and running, and Chris is going to be talking to us about that. She has that happening out in Artavista.
Yeah.
And I never am quite sure if I'm saying that the right
Altavista.
Way.
Well,
okay. I have a hard time with Buena Vista or Buena Vista.
There you go.
Because I intuitively would think it would be Buena Vista,
mm-hmm.
but it's Buena Vista.
Yeah, when I moved to Virginia, I caught a lot of flack about Stanton.
Yeah, Stanton or Staunton.
Yeah, I
know. It's pronunciations and things and stuff. And what is up with my hair? Good Lord. Anyway, but that's not why you're here. You're here to talk about stuff and things and Maker Faire coming up. That is coming up rapidly.
So rapidly. I woke up yesterday morning and I was like, it's 1 week away. I can't believe it. So
now,
did
you wake up in a panic?
It was more an excitement.
Okay.
I think I've been excited for a long time, and it's, I think, been sort of getting on everybody's nerves, maybe, how much excitement I have. But now I have people who are participating in the excitement with
me.
So,
all right. Yeah. So you're the one that's bouncing off the walls.
Yes.
Okay. And just looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's great. Well, everybody should be, and everybody should show up to Maker Faire. It's at Randolph, and we'll tell you more about that. But Brian, let's talk with you about your war ships.
Yeah, so I'm a member of the Mid-Atlantic Battle Group. We build remote control scale models of World War I and World War II warships, arm them with auto-reloading CO2-powered cannons that fire steel ball bearings.
Wait. Okay. now it's getting interesting. So this is like battle bots, but on water.
Yeah, with a nice educational element, because there actually have to be historical ships. You can't just make a ship up.
Wow.
So they're actually scale models of ships that participated, usually the World Wars is what we're focusing on.
Okay. So I have an image. Which image do you want me to show first?
I think there are any of them are good. I think the close-up one of Lumpy being shot by Shear, where there's the freighter right alongside. That's one of the cover ones on our website. It's a great shot.
You say them with these nicknames.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, so most of the time the ships have the historical names. So the German battle, it's a pocket battleship that's in that picture.
Okay.
And it's the Admiral Scheer. It was a German pocket battleship.
Okay.
The Germans weren't allowed to build large warships between the World Wars because of the terms of the surrender during the First World War.
All right.
So they did what they could to try to cheat the rules a little bit.
All right.
The ship that's in that's actually a model of an American Liberty ship. It was not given the name of a historical ship, which is very unusual for us because... it was the man's first hull, and it was maybe not the most gracefully shaped hull.
Okay.
So we named it the SS Lumpy, and it has been fondly the Lumpy ever since.
Okay, so is Lumpy the smaller of the two?
I don't see the picture that you see.
Yeah. There's one that has one, two, three, four,
so it's three
five.
Ships. That'll be a Roostook.
Okay.
I'm pronouncing that right. Sorry, Mike. Mark,
that's okay.
If I'm not.
Mike.
Well, sorry, Mark Bunting owns the boat.
Oh,
a friend
okay.
of mine. Yes. Anyway, that's a World War II fuel ship.
Okay.
And it is an unarmed ship. We do have an unarmed element to the competitions.
Nice.
So people will often start with that because it's easier to get into.
Yeah. And then I have an image of a ship being built.
Yeah. So, there's this couple images. Like, if it's the one that has like six turrets all pointing all different directions.
No. Yeah,
Or is it the white plastic one?
It's the white plastic one.
So that's a project we'll have at Maker Faire this year.
Okay.
It's a project I'm working on right now. I'm trying to find a way to make kits that people can get into the hobby more easily.
Wow.
That's entirely 3D printed. I designed it in Fusion.
That is so cool.
I designed it in Fusion 360. It's a German battleship, but I did it from British plans.
Okay.
And, yeah, so I've been slowly working on that. The decks are laser cut.
That's amazing.
And,
that
is cool. And the hull is 3D printed.
That is just tremendous. And the detail is amazing on these ships.
Well, the scale model guys would say we're not, because we tend to not have a lot of the little details because it just gets shot off. But we like the ship to look like the historical ship.
Well, I love the fact that not only do they float, not only do they work now, but they shoot too.
Yeah,
and you can maneuver them and
yeah.
And
so it's just same radio electronics like an RC airplane, only we're turning turrets and propellers and rudders, right?
Have you ever sunk one?
Oh yeah, bunches of times. So yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is amazing.
There is a point system that determines who won combat, but the fact of the matter is no one remembers the points. We remember who sank.
You know. Yeah. This is really cool. How long have you been into this?
Well, so it's funny. So I've been doing this since the late 90s, but for probably the last 10 years or so, I've mostly been the club's cheering section. I've been focusing on daddy duty and raising kids, but I'm still doing things like I'm the one that's doing that 3D printed Byron home.
Okay. Very cool. What led you to this? Did you always have a fascination with old warships?
I did. I was really into naval history, and when I graduated from Virginia Tech, I was like, I can afford a hobby. So I went researching hobbies, and the New York Times had done a big article on a similar set of rules to what we use, and I was like, that sounds fun.
Well, that's great. You can check these out now. Will these all be on display, or will they actually be in water? Will you be shooting each other at Maker Faire?
I wish we could do a battle at Maker Faire, but I think it's really impractical because of the distances a lot of us travel to get here.
Okay,
but we'll have a couple ships on display. I also usually, and I think that's the plan this year, I'll put a live fire cabinet up, so there'll be one of the cannons set up in a essentially bulletproof case, and kids can come and fire the guns and see the guns fire.
Well, this is so cool. This is one of the neatest things that I've seen. I guess I'm a big kid at heart too, because when you see something like this, you just want to play with it.
Yes, absolutely. and it gets people of different interests. So the history guys get into it. The robotics guys get into it.
The
it's a
only
lot of fun.
Danger I will say is that it's not the cannons.
Okay,
it's that. If you have kids and you bring them, they might be obsessed for a long time. My nephews came to the fair last year, and the main reason that they're coming back this year is because of the battleships.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
They're still talking about it.
That is phenomenal.
How many nephews?
Two.
Send me an email and remind me. I'll print some like 3D. I've been working on 3D printing propellers for Byron. I'll print a couple extras to give you.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. I feel like I'm really in now.
it's one of those things that's nothing for an adult, but a kid will love it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Perfect.
This is fantastic.
You.
And I can see, I mean, not the fascination for kids, because I'm fascinated with it. And I'm 57 years old, and I'm looking at this going, wow, I could really get into that.
I love that you said that, too, about printing some 3D things, because it really reminds me of the spirit of Maker Faire. It's a very sharing event. We're all there to share what we love.
Yeah.
And Mike's going to be there doing the show. You know, we're going to have these guys there. And there's going to be a ton of other people who just want to share these things with you. So
I've been doing this for a long time with y'all, and I love doing Maker Faire. It's just, it's my people.
There's a lot of good energy at Maker Faire. It's a lot of fun.
There really is, and there's so much to do, and there's so much to see. It's not just, you know, some guys with battleships and blowing each other up. Or the mini what are the carts? They're like Mario carts.
The Power Racing series. Yeah. It's for people who think that growing up is overrated.
agreed. Yeah. So we'll talk about that too. But Chris, let's talk about your organization.
Awesome. I just opened an art studio in Alta Vista, but it's more like the summer camp with the art teacher you always wanted to hang out with, more than like a art studio. And we are doing Lego dot printing.
Okay.
Which is really cool because Everybody loves Legos.
I still love Legos.
Yeah.
Molly loves Legos.
Everyone loves Legos.
Have you built a battleship out of Legos?
My wife actually has.
Nice.
Yes.
Yeah. This. All right, so it's agreed. Everybody loves Legos.
Exactly. Everybody loves Legos. How can you not love them?
All right, so I've got an image of these.
Called dots.
Yeah.
And they made them for preteen girls to make jewelry out of, which was, honestly, it was wasted there because now they're already discontinuing them, but they're kind of realigning them for the printers and makers.
Okay.
Because we have all found, as printmakers, that you can actually do a two-dimensional print with these.
Huh.
And it looks really cool. And kids love it because
they are really, really neat.
They can make some really cool prints with them.
Yeah.
It sounds like a simple thing, but when I pulled up the pictures, I was noticing that you guys are able to do like some pretty complicated stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Lego does make a good share. Now, in the kits, they only have like four basic shapes.
Okay.
But if you go on their website, and Lego has this wonderful thing called Pick a Piece, where you can order the pieces that you want, and as long as they're the flat, non-pipped pieces, you can get any of their flat pieces and you can print with them. So you can really, I'm hoping to expand our Lego dot collection in the next few months to get some of the otter pieces that they have too, so we can really make some fun prints.
Well, and if you're listening to the show right now on Radio 434, you can also go to our social media at the Mike Show VA and you can see the images, or you can go to your Instagram, which is what?
Artivista_studio.
Okay. And if you can check out your website as well, it's artivistastudio.com.
Yep.
Like Alta Vista, but art.
Yes.
Art of Vista.
We're bringing the art to Alta Vista.
And we'll link that up as well on our social media so that folks can see that and have a link to your website.
Awesome.
Absolutely. So when did you get into art? I mean, you are a work of art.
Thank you.
I mean,
I am Miss Frizzle's artsy sister, everybody seems to like to peg me as, and I am cool with that.
Yeah.
I have been a upcycler creator my whole life.
Okay.
My mom sews, so she got me really young. Hey, if you can think about it, just make it.
Yeah.
Which I've lived my whole life by, and that's 42 years of just making it.
Nice. That's really cool.
So, I mean, I've been just creating. I love zines, comics. I'm an illustrator. I do comics with another local friend, Stephen Kissel. And
by the way, if we look at that, that is some of Stephen's work.
And he also did my logo.
Right there.
So really talented.
Oh,
and we've done zine fairs for years and Comic Cons together. So he's my bestie. What can I say?
Nice.
But yeah, and having that kind of support of other artists in the area and other creators, it's been wonderful because Alta Vista needs it.
That is fantastic. Folks can learn more. Let me link up your website. Let me find a good image. I'm going to go all the way to the top and present share screen. Sorry, I usually do this behind the scenes, but we're going to do it on the fly. It's Arta Vista Studio. If you go to artavistastudio.com, you can see everything. And I love your logo.
Yes.
So great job on that.
Really
great
did.
Job on the facility. So are you year round, or do you just do camps?
Year round. I want everybody to feel like they're at camp, but they're, you know, non-judgment. Everybody's art is valid. Everybody's just there to have a fun time and explore their artistic spark.
Okay.
And places like Maker Faire make it easier for like a larger audience to be able to find things that like get their spark going. Cause it might be 3D printing. It might be robots. I mean, robots get me going. I'm like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I love seeing everybody else's projects every year. And I've done zines and comics with y'all for
so many years.
Yeah.
That's part of why your support for stuff like this is so exciting too, Mike, because it does help get the word out to people
that don't even know,
hey, there's other crazy people like me.
Yeah.
And they get together.
Well, and it's
one
not,
of us.
And
one
it's not
us.
Just it's not just the crazy, it's everybody within the community. They get to see the makers in our community. They get to see things that you know, somebody dreamed this up. And they were able to create it, and it just sparks creativity, especially with the kids, mm-hmm. but with anybody. I mean, again, I'm 57, and I'm geeking out over these boats, and and you know, and it gives you yet another creative outlet.
Mm-hmm.
That was really, really cool. So Maker Faire is coming up this Sunday, March 24th. It's at Randolph College. What time do we get kicked off?
I want to see everybody there.
What time should I be there?
Oh, you get to come whenever you want.
I gotta be there early.
You get to come at 10. Everybody else has to wait till 11.
All right.
And then we will kick you out at 4.
Okay. We're going to kick everybody out, not just me.
Yeah, not just you.
Yeah. I might get thrown out early. I don't know. depends on how much time I spend with the Hill City
home brewers.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I don't know. But I'll try and be good.
Okay. Sounds like a plan.
Maker Faire coming up again this Sunday. And is there's no cost for people to just attend?
Nope. Admission is totally free. It's family friendly. But you can register, which is awesome, because it helps us get funding to make the fair even better next year.
Okay.
And if you do register, you get a chance to win some cool synth kits or some little makey robot micro kits. So,
nice.
And those are like take-home activities, funds for adults who like to geek out like Mike,
yeah.
or kids who want to learn and get better with their hands.
That is so cool. Well, tell us about Vector Space, too.
Oh, yeah, Vector Space, that whole other big thing we do. Yeah, Vector Space is amazing. It is a great place for creative adults of any kind to come and use the Makerspace playground. It's also really great for people who like to work on technical things. We have all kinds of workshops. We're open to our members 24/7. So if you want to do woodworking, but you're also interested in leather craft or stained glass, or you want to join as a couple and come and do those things together, we have couples memberships, family memberships, and we have over 23,000 square feet of tools.
That is impressive.
Nice.
So please, if you're interested in making, we support that. We want people doing that in our community. Come on out. And our next open enrollment is May 4th.
All right. So if I'm not extremely good with a particular type of tool, maybe I'm not good with metal,
mm-hmm.
But I want to learn it.
Mm-hmm.
You can show me?
I would love to, because I've learned a lot more about metal personally since I got to Vector Space.
Okay.
The way that our membership works, you would become a member, you would go through some safety trainings, we would let you do metal after you're safe to do metal, and then you have a whole community of folks to ask questions to.
Nice.
We have a whole internal communication system that people can message each other and say, hey, does anybody know what button to use on the horizontal bandsaw if I want to do such and so? We really thrive through community in that way.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, this is really cool. You can visit vector-space.org for more information and learn about the open registration that's coming up. Folks, thank you so much for taking time this morning. It's really, really cool stuff, and we encourage everybody to visit us at the Maker Faire coming up on Sunday. So we'll be there. You guys will be there.
Yep,
absolutely. And we hope you will be there, too. So come on out and join us. It is the Mike Show. It's the Monday edition of the program. Coming up a little bit later on, we've got something called Audio Vault. It's good sounds for your ear holes. Stay tuned for that.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centra.
You sure do.
Yep. I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centra, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centra can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
Berg Burritos is back at Cafe Rodora, 1103C Church Street in downtown Lynchburg. The best burritos in the Berg, with over a dozen different creations to satisfy. For breakfast, check out The Break, a burrito with bacon, scrambled eggs, tater tots, Monterey cheese, sliced avocado, and salsa verde. Or the Chicken Break Burrito, with adobo chicken, scrambled egg,
tater tots, Monterey cheese, sliced avocado, and habanero barbecue sauce. How about the Steak Break, a burrito served with thinly sliced ribeye over scrambled eggs, provolone cheese, avocado, tater tots, and salsa verde, each just $10. Order online for fast and easy pickup at RedoraSpecialty.com/cafe or just Google Berg Burritos. Check out their menu and expanded hours for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Berg Burritos, inside Cafe Redora, 1103 C Church Street, downtown Lynchburg. The best burritos in the Berg.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF! All right, let's open it up. It is your audio vault for today. Our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Well, Hooters has a March Madness bracket competition where if you fill out a perfect bracket, you get free wings for life.
It's March Madness.
Picking a perfect bracket in the NCAA tournament is just about impossible.
And a perfect bracket wins you.
Oh, let me guess. $50,000 cash?
No, not $50,000 cash.
A new car?
No, not a new car.
Huh.
But a lifetime supply of Hooters chicken wings.
Oh, a bottomless, never-ending supply of Hooters chicken wings.
The saturated fat and trans fat in deep-fried foods increase your risk for high cholesterol and heart disease.
Wow.
That's good eating.
What a prize.
There are three heart surgeons relatively close to you.
Anyway, all right. So, speaking of food, Oprah has a new TV special tonight. It's called Shame, Blame, and the Weight Loss Revolution. Here, let's roll the promo.
Tonight, Oprah Winfrey's new TV special hits ABC. See what happens when Oprah leaves Weight Watchers.
I've eaten everything I love. Tacos, pasta,
potato chips,
fried chicken, french fries, pork chops.
Then decides to leave Ozempic.
Chicken salad,
fried butter,
fried corny dogs.
I am a staggering 530 pounds, and I am 108 inches all the way around.
Oprah, Shame, Blame, and the Weight Loss Revolution.
I am enormous.
Tonight.
I don't think that was the right promo. Anyway, let's see. Skip that. Oh, well, okay, so here, you guys had this. You didn't include it in the show open. It was from Lunch Lady Land.
Sloppy dough, sloppy dough. Sloppy
dough. Today's National Sloppy Joe Day.
Sloppy dough,
so why didn't you include that in the show open? Anyway, all right. Let's go to viral videos. In South Carolina, there was a turkey. I said a turkey. Having a standoff with an SUV. And even though it was honked at, the turkey was standing its ground. Here's a guy who was recording it and laughing at the situation.
The turkey about to fight everybody, boy. He wanted to smoke. He's trying to protect all his little ladies over there in the woods, boy. The turkey said, you want all the smoke? Hey, I don't want no smoke, bro.
All right, this lady, a woman in Tennessee ordered some dresses from Shein, not Charlie Shein. The FedEx box they came in also had a can of beans in it. And she'll tell you the shocking thing that was also included, not just the beans.
So I just received a package from Shein that contained a vial of human blood. It had no name, no doctor's office, no date. The lady from the testing company said that it was completely mishandled. They don't even ship to residents. They only ship blood back and forth between doctors. We called the CDC. The sheriff's department came. They took the vial. They're going to be testing it. If you receive a Shein package, especially one that's in a FedEx, like if you've done express shipping, dump it out on a table and look at everything before you touch it, and then sanitize your hands. Be extremely careful.
Good Lord. I mean,
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Maybe. There could have been one of those in there. Who knows? All right. Did you partake of anything green yesterday for St. Patrick's Day? Well, that reminds us of a story from last week that social media is having a field day with. The Nawlins Police Department has a rat problem. I said they have a rat problem. Yep. And their superintendent told the city council that they've been eating weed from the evidence room. A likely story. Here's Police Superintendent Anna Kirkpatrick with a quote, "So nice, we're playing it twice."
The rats eating our marijuana, they're all high. The uncleanliness is off the charts. Rodent infestation. People shouldn't have to come to their office and see rodent drippings on their desk. That is not valuing your people. In the evidence property room, major rodents, and the rats eating our marijuana, they're all high.
They are. I think if we can isolate that first or last part.
The rats eating our marijuana, they're all high.
Yeah. Well, let's take it back. Let's just take it to the part where she says they're all high.
The rats eating our marijuana, they're all high.
We can use that for something, I think. All right. Oh, where were we? I just backed out of it. Sorry. My apologies. I'm delaying. Okay, viral videos. We did that one. We're going to save that one for stupid criminals. Okay. The inventor of karaoke has died. He was a Japanese businessman.
Hello.
Named Shingenge Nagishiya. Nagishi? How do you pronounce this? Maybe we have a pronunciation key on him. Let me see. Boy, that got really loud, by the way. I'm trying to get the pronunciation key for him. How to pronounce? Maybe. Not really, but here's his last name.
Nagishi.
Nagishi. Okay, Nagishi. Okay. All right. Well, I was close. I was actually close on that one. Well, anyway. He lived to be 100 years old. He invented the first karaoke machine in 1967 after one of his employees made fun of his singing voice. Let's honor him with this couple singing karaoke.
And if I should ever go away, I'll close your eyes and try to feel the way we do today. Shining, oh, and you can always count on me for sure. That's what friends are for. Yeah.
You know, the karaoke machine was actually called the Sparko Box. Nagishi never patented his invention, but his daughter says that never bothered him. That is what friends are for. The Rock picked up Drew Barrymore. No, he didn't ask her out. He literally picked her up during a segment on her show last week. And the internet is giving him props because he asked for her consent first.
Okay, so I'm going to grab you here, and okay. I'm going to put my arm in there. I'm going to put you on my shoulders. Is that cool?
Like a fireman.
Like a fireman's carry, yeah.
Yes.
All right, cool?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Here we go. You good? Okay. And one, two, three.
He's doing squats.
Four, and five. All right, I'm going to put you up.
All right. He's doing squats with her over his shoulders here. Where's the music? All right, let's just hit this. There we go. Let's do that. Let me see. Do we have anything else before we go to comedian? Nope. We're going to go to comedian. And today, we wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian. Today's no exception. If you partied for St. Patrick's Day last night or over the weekend, here's Jerry Seinfeld joking about how our nighttime behavior affects things.
I saw an ad for a mattress store a couple months ago. No payments till June. Because they know our idiot brain is going to go, oh, June? Well, that's not really my problem then, is it? It'll probably never be June anyway. That's June guy's problem. Same when you're watching TV late at night, right? You're tired and you're binge watching all your little Netflix shows and you think, I don't know, you're doing it right now. After you're done with me, you're going to go back to your little show, maybe find out who the killer is. What about work tomorrow? You got to get up, go to work. Ah, that's morning guy's problem. I'm night guy. Party rocks on for night guy. Fire up another episode. Crack open another sleeve of Oreos. No rules for night guy. Then the next morning, the alarm goes off. You're trashed. Crumbs in the bed. Why did I do that? I hate you, night guy. Because night guy, wait, there's more. Because night guy always screws morning guy. Nothing morning guy can do. He turns into coffee all day guy. Who's then can't sleep at night guy. Totally trash, doesn't do his work guy, and out of a job guy. Does night guy care? No. He's sleeping on a brand new mattress, courtesy of no payments till June guy.
All right. That's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle. But firmly. Go ahead. Give it a tug. There we go. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up. Coming up, we are going to get really, really stupid. But then we've got a good news story for you, and we'll share that as well. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello!
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra because it's your life.
We help you live it.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973, it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Need a workout buddy for 2024? Well, now is your chance to save 20% off your monthly dues when you refer a buddy to the YMCA of Central Virginia. When you refer your buddy to the Y and they join the Y, then you will both receive 20% off your monthly dues. You and your buddy can get healthy together while also saving up to $192 a year. Not a member? Join today with a buddy and you both can still save 20% off. Be healthy, be active, and save money by referring a buddy to the YMCA of Central Virginia.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
March is here, which means the Lynchburg Hillcats opening day is just a month away. Be sure to join us on Tuesday, April 9th at 6:30 as the Hillcats square off against Fredericksburg, ringing the season with all the festivities and pageantry of opening day. Make sure to get there early to secure your 2024 magnet schedule. Even better, every fan in attendance will receive a free ticket to the following Tuesday game as part of our 2 for Tuesday promotion. Get your tickets for opening day at lynchburg-hillcats.com.
There's nothing like holding a freshly grilled Jersey Mike's cheesesteak. It's even better than holding a winning $1 million lottery ticket. For starters, Uncle Sam takes half. Then you buy some useless stuff, like a tiny suit of armor for your cat. And before you know it, your sister's cousins and Uncle Frankie come knocking on your door for handouts. Bing, bang, boom, you're back to zero. So if you want to play a winning number, order a number 17 Mike's Famous Philly. Freshly grilled right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
All right, time once again for stupid criminals in Da News. Man, this is just rough. And also, for somebody like me who's a germaphobe, I mean, this is just above and beyond gross. People say you should be in love with your work, but with some jobs, it's just not realistic. Although this guy really pushed the envelope of loving his work. A 32-year-old man in Colorado named Stephen Masalta got busted last month after allegedly getting frisky all the way with some of the products at the store, including fruits, vegetables, and baked goods. That's disgusting.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Because these items were not sealed, and unfortunately, or fortunately, he wasn't caught in the act. The police nabbed him after he was seen pleasuring himself outside numerous coffee shops and businesses.
You see, Mr. Masalta was an employee at 1426 East Harmony Road, the Safeway. It was items of food that weren't commercially sealed. Again, we have many more videos to go through. But in what we have already seen, we have multiple victims, and we have multiple felony charges against Mr. Masalta.
Oh, good Lord. Yeah. Well, that led them, after he was seen pleasuring himself outside of numerous coffee shops and businesses, that led them to searching his home, and there they found video evidence of his vile supermarket desecration. Here's the worst part. Those videos were from last summer.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
He's facing a slew of charges with more on the way. And then there's this. Police in rural Minnesota got a report last Tuesday of an elderly man walking down the side of the road with a shotgun. The person who called it in said it seemed suspicious because the guy tried to hide the gun as they drove by, so an officer went and checked it out. Eventually, found the man who fit the description, but he didn't have a shotgun. Turns out he was just getting his daily walk-in, and he had a walking stick with him. But why did he try to hide it? Well, he told the police he likes listening to music on his walks and eventually admitted he was playing air guitar when the person drove by. His knee-jerk reaction was to stop and hide his stick. So that's why somebody thought it was suspicious. No word on what band he was listening to. Okay. Do we have any other... I thought we had a whole bunch of sound here. We did that one. Okay. We've got good news. There is good news in the world, and we like to share that segment and the good news during this segment because there's so much stupidity. Let's see, which one are we going to go with? Here we go. A Florida woman celebrated her 106th birthday with family and friends, 106 years old, with family and friends at Disney World, and it was her first time visiting the theme park. Here are her friends and a crew from Disney celebrating with Magnolia Jackson.
Ms. Jackson is celebrating her 106th birthday. Yeah! Ms. Magnolia, on behalf of the 80,000 cast members of Walt Disney World and your community here, happy birthday and welcome to the Magic Kingdom!
Yeah! Happy birthday to you!
I mean, they could have sung, "I'm sorry, Miss Jackson." Anyway, but that's the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia. Check out their United Way 5K on the runway.
See the Lynchburg Airport in a whole new way at the United Way of Central Virginia's fourth annual 5K on the runway. Saturday, April 27th at 5 p.m. This flat, fast, and unique 5K course promises excitement. Adding to the fun, the new after party at the Banker Aviation Hangar. If racing isn't your speed, register as a spectator to enjoy the festivities. This event is limited to 500 runners, so secure your spot now. Visit United Way of Central Virginia's website to register today.
All right, visit unitedwaycv.org. Go to their events page.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
All right. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beam me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?